time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can, too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. You know, thank you. You know, I always say thank you, so I don't take it for granted how you support me. Just amazing how God has overwhelmed me. You know, it's a great overwhelming. Really, people have very been supportive with Good Deeds, and we really, truly thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you got to go to God, I mean, it's just amazing how people have been receptive. But, you know, the whole goal of Good Deeds is to showcase and promote other people, their visions, their dreams, their purpose, and their passion, the things that God has put inside them, the things that burn and desire that they think about when they go to sleep, when they wake up, things that they just close their eyes and say, that's what I want to do. And you know, the journey that you're doing, don't give up. You know, I always say, what? Don't stop, get it. But you know, the goals will be attained. Be around like-minded people. And of course, you know what I always say, always, you got to research, research, research. We have the awesome Google that we can find out so many things. But the thing is, you know, align yourself with like-minded people. Be around people that can mentor you, that can coach you, that they've been through this. So we don't want to make those mistakes. We don't want to go through those struggles because they can make the path easier. You know, we can make the rocks into petals into sand. You know, we don't have to be all upset about certain things. Somebody else can tell us about it. And we have a wonderful, wonderful young lady here with us that actually is going to do that today. She's a business owner, okay? So we already got two things that she's a wonderful female. She's a lady. She's a business owner. Guess what? She's a published author. She actually does so many things, seminars, workshops. She mentors people. She coaches people. Isn't that amazing? And you know we want to hear from her because she has it all lined up. She's very organized. I mean, on Facebook, she has a great image, you know? And the thing is, that's who we need to hook up with. You know, as the kids said, we need to hook up with them. We need to be around people that actually is going in the right direction, that is walking in their purpose. And that's the goal here at Good Deeds, to showcase and promote these people. But we're not going to delay because we want to get right into this information this wonderful lady is going to, you know, enlighten us with. And again, her name, you know what her name is. You guys know her, Ms. Rhonda Davis. We welcome you to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Miss Sunday. Thank you for having me on your show.
Uh-huh. Are you there, Rhonda?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. You're going in and out a little bit. But welcome to Good Deeds. And we just want to dive right into this. Tell us just a little bit more about yourself and about the awesome things and the journey that's going on in your life right now.
Well, a little bit about me. My name is Rhonda Davis, and it used to be Rhonda McAllister for those who may know me or are more familiar with me. I got married in 2012, so yay. But
yay!
I live in St. Louis. Missouri, where actually I've resided all of my life. And just a little bit about me. I actually began my entrepreneur journey as a realtor. I was a realtor from 2008 to around about 2011 or 2012 when things started to change for me and I started to move in a different direction with my entrepreneurship. And once that happened, then I kind of got back into the workforce because I was doing real estate full-time. I wasn't doing it part-time. I was actually a full-time realtor, which I actually did love. I just have a love for real estate. But that was when I first learned how to actually become an entrepreneur and some of the things I needed to do as far as creating relationships and marketing myself and kind of being on your own, because when you're a realtor, you know, there's a lot that you have to do, because if you don't work, you just simply do not get paid, right? So I learned a lot in that field. And in the process of me growing my entrepreneurship and taking classes, because my actual background is in accounting, which I have my associate's degree in accounting. That's what I was working in before I started my real estate. And then I have my bachelor's degree in business management. So that's where my actual educational background is. But I've just always had a niche to kind of do more. And, you know, as time went on with me, as far as being an entrepreneur, even though I was doing things that I liked, I knew that I wasn't doing what I was necessarily supposed to be doing, okay? Because I've always wanted to work with girls. That was just my thing. And partially because I was a teen mom, for those who do not know that, I was a mom at the age of 14, and I was a mom again at the age of 16, okay? And it's because of my family's, my wonderful mother and my brother, and I had some really key people in my life that kept me on track and kept me focused, right, so I can graduate high school and I didn't have to worry about, you know, certain things with my children, and I could go to college, although I didn't go to college right away after graduating high school. I went to college later on in my adult years, but I still got it done, right? But still in doing all of that, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do, right? Because I consider myself God's hands, right? Because I always like to help people. That's just me. I just like to help, kind of nurture people, right? So I remember specifically, Miss Sunday, one day riding in the car with my mom, and this lady was giving an interview or something on the radio here in St. Louis, and she was talking about teen moms. And that's just, of course, since I've been a teen mom and I've gone through so much in that, I know what it is, right? I know exactly how that life is. So she made a statement on that radio interview, and she said, you know, once you are a teen mom, you know, your life is over, right? Oh. And I just could not believe that she said that on national radio, because please understand, it's a life change. That it is. Correct, but we cannot have our young ladies believing that their lives are over because of some poor decisions that they may have made early on, correct? So,
wow.
Honestly, from that day when I heard that, I knew that I was just going to have to be one of the people or, you know, to have to say something against that or be more of a motivation to these young ladies. But, you know, it took me a while. It really did, because I was doing everything else but what God told me to do, because that's what God told me to do, okay? So, and what was amazing was once I made it my mind to get into the position that I was supposed to be in as far as my this teen workshop, it just seemed like everything else started coming together, right? Because, you know, as we know and as you know, is when you are out of position, then, you know, you could be holding up someone else. Someone else is waiting for you to be in the position that God called you to be in, correct? So what I
did, you own it.
I contacted some different organizations here in St. Louis, and I actually got lined up with one. And it was funny is I kept coming back to this one particular organization, and I don't know why their name kept popping up. I dream about it when I'm researching. The name just kept popping up. So, and it's actually Almost Home. And they were my first major teen workshop here in St. Louis. And I am actually one of their volunteer instructors for their organization. So what I do is I go down and give workshops on life skills to the teen moms, because these moms are in transition. And they're in school. You know, they have their children. They live there in the home. Some of them work. It's just a whole environment that is their home. And I can relate to them. And just to give you a quick example of one of the feedback that I got from one of the young ladies is that she said, you know, she likes when I come because I can be real with them. And I can be, because I'm not the Deronda that you are here on the phone right now, because you can't be, okay? Because when you're talking to them, they need to understand things on their level, right? And they need to be able to relate to someone who has been where they've been and can walk them through the steps to grow them and to get them to new levels. So that's how the workshop all began, as far as the teen workshops and whatnot. So it's been a wonderful process, Ms. Sunday.
Wow, that is powerful. But, you know, you're right. You can't come to, you know, when we were growing up, you know how it was, we were growing up, people, you would hear people just pretty much literally throw the Bible at you. They will actually quote all these scriptures, and they want you to repeat after them and all that. Nothing, you know, nothing wrong with knowing the Bible, nothing wrong with knowing the scriptures. You know, keep this in context. But what I'm saying is, we have to, and Jesus did it in the Bible, we have to show love first. So I really commend you in what you're saying. You have to really talk on the, not, you know, on their level. You know, we're not saying bad words or anything like that. But you need to let them feel that they are special, that they can actually come to you, that you won't, you know, say, talk bad of them and put them down. So I commend you. You're doing the right thing, because, I mean, I remember growing up, we would hear what our mom and dad said. We would listen to what they, but, you know, it was just a whole other level when somebody at our old same age, or someone that was closer to our age, and especially someone had been through a similar experience, we was like, oh, wait a minute, we need to do a double take on this. They really saying something here. So we commend you for the workshops you're doing. But tell us a little bit, what is the kind of the setup of the workshops? Are they, you know, pretty much group format, or do you actually do any individual basis?
Now, with the teen moms, that is a group setting. And what, I think it was last year, this is 2014, last year, or the year before, I actually had the wonderful, wonderful opportunity to work with the Arthur Kiwan Fitch. And what she was doing at the time is she was putting together stories for of teen moms. So if you were a teen mom, you had the opportunity to be a part of the book called Confessions of a Warfare Mom, right? So, and I took part in that book, so I'm one of the co-authors of that book. So in that book, it's like a abbreviated part of my story, right? So what I do was use that book to give away to the team, so they have not just my story, but they have multiple stories in that book of women who have been in different situations and why they ended up where they were, or how they overcome the situations that they were in and to better their lifestyles and, you know, better their situations for their families. So the workshops for the teens are in a group setting. I usually go there. I have books for them. And my vendors that I normally network with here in St. Louis are generally so generous. They normally have giveaways for me to give to the young ladies, whether it be bracelets or jewelry or whatnot. So I generally have something for them when I go. And the workshops last, it just depends on what I'm talking on. If I have a guest with me, it could be anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours. It just depends on what I have set up for the teen moms. Now, my latest project and what I'm working on now is to evolve that, and I'm working on the process of evolving it into the Welfare to Work program, okay? So I want to work with the actual adult women who have already, you know what I'm saying, they're past the point of the teen mom thing, whatnot, and maybe they need some life skills as well, as far as, you know, changing their mindsets to better their lifestyle. Because, hey, I've been there too. I've been a Section 8 recipient. I've done all of that, okay? And, you know, the one thing that we have to continue educate our women on is that everything starts in our mindset. That's where it all begins. And some of the junk that we have in our mind is not our own. It may come from someone else. It may come from our environment that we've been in, some things that we've been exposed to, somebody else's beliefs, you know, just because mama said or grandma said or this is the way they did it, I have to do it this way. That's not so. And I'm going to tell you, it was earlier this year, I just realized, because you know how you get busy in your own life, right? And because you pass a certain point, I guess you kind of think other people are passing that same point that you passed, but that's not necessarily true. I had a good friend of mine whose sister just recently got her first job, Miss Sunday, her first job. I'm 43. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine that. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
all that time she's
saying.
Been in the system, I cannot imagine that. So that just tells me that there's no more women out here that still need help. They still are having challenges, whether it be in their mindset. They know that's where it all begins. Because you cannot do anything until you change your mind. You cannot make up your mind to get a job. You cannot make up your mind to go get training. You cannot make up your mind to go get up, get the education you need, the resources that you need to have a resume done or anything until you start with what you believe.
Wow, that's powerful. You own it, because if you don't believe in yourself, well, first of all, you don't know who you are to put on the applications that you're saying, because now it's totally different than when we were coming up. I mean, kids do so many things electronically. Technology is a wonderful
yeah.
thing, but a lot of kids do not even know how to cursive their writing. They don't even know how to write their name. I mean, a lot of applications out there are on the computer now, but you still need to know how to write a resume. You need to know how to write, let's take it even further, a business plan. You need to really
mm-hmm.
just know how to write down what's in your mind so you can actually change what's in the mind. I mean, I had a friend today to say that this was a 9-year-old. They
mm-hmm.
haven't started school back in this county. And the child did not even know what today was. I mean, not even the number 28, but he didn't even know if it was Monday. So that in return, you know, he asked him another question. He said, "Well, obviously, you know, in his mind, he didn't go to church yesterday." Which, you know, we're not pointing a finger on that, but it's just kind of not good. A child 9 years old not knowing what the day of the week is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely something missing there.
So, yeah, so I totally agree with you. Depending on what our environment, our environment, how we were brought up, different things, just looking at TV. I had to stop looking at so much TV myself on a personal level. You know, you guys know how transparent I am. But I had to kind of get away from that, because that will actually influence how you think about yourself and your peers.
That could be. That's very true. That is very true. That's very true.
Wow.
You know.
So I really commend you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the mind. That's number one.
You have to. You know, and I also have a networking group for entrepreneurs. You know, and that's our Empowering Entrepreneurs Across America Network. That's the name of the group. And we've been in St. Louis operating for about 4 years. And we have had some success. We have had, you know, some failures or whatnot. But we are a committed group. So what we do is we come together on a monthly basis. We may be in a actual meeting. We may have teleconferences. And we have different people to come in to talk about different aspects of business, whether it be business startup or some finances, just a different levels of your business or. And we also get together and talk about what's working and what's not working in our businesses. We do networking and all those different things, too. Because what I have found is you have women who have these great ideas, Ms. Sunday, right? But they don't know what to do with them. And first, let me say that everyone cannot be a business owner. Everyone is not meant to be an entrepreneur, and that is fine. There is nothing wrong with it, okay? But for those who are, then, you know, our meetings are always open. You know, anyone can come at any time, and I'm generally, you know, have everything posted on Facebook and Twitter or whatnot. But in these groups, it's really like a kind of like a masterminding session, right? Because our focus of that group is to know what's working and what's not working and what can we do to make our businesses better, correct? And for someone who's starting out, what I do is I help them, you know, get them set up so they'll know where to go to get their business registered, how to do it, what they may need, help them with their business plan or connect them with the resources for their business plans, the marketing plans, all the good stuff. So that's another thing that I have as well.
Wow. I commend you, because, again, you know, the thing is that, because, you know, you guys know my story. You know, I've been in the medical field, you know, for a long time, and I'm, you know, still in it part-time. But going over from the, you know, you have to leverage the information you already have. And you are right, totally wrong by saying that people don't know how. We have all these wonderful ideas what God has put in us and the things that's getting us to our passion and purpose, but we don't know how to go to the next step. And the thing that's so that hurts my heart, and forgive me, but, you know, I'm going to just say it like it is, there are good people that's coaches, good mentors, and there are bad.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have to pick the person that actually – you have peace with, you know, because a lot of people ask me, well, how do you figure out who to be your coach and your mentor? And I'm telling you, God always send the right people, number one. But, you know, sometimes you got to know what's the right person or not, because you both going to come. You have to go with what you have peace with. You have to look at their record and see of what they have done in their own life, because really and truly, I know that, you know, it is what it is, as the kids say. They... Having the information is one thing. Like, let's say a great example, me personally. Okay, I have a lot of God children, but I have never raised a child. And T.D. Jakes always say this too, find someone that is before your path, and they actually can lead you to that, to where they are. Because if you end up being around people that talk negative all the time, people that just don't want to do anything, you're going to be doing the same thing.
I know, and I can't, ooh, Miss Sunday, I can't stand it. If you are a person who's constantly talking negative, or if I feel like you're whining or whatnot, then you cannot be in my space. You have got to go. I can't do it, Miss Sunday. First of all, you know, I don't claim to know everything about the Bible. That is not what I'm saying, right? But if there's one thing that God tells us to do, is to be of good courage. Joshua 1:9, he tells, he commands us to be strong. I can't stand it. I can't do it, Miss Sunday. And even if I, you know, if I find myself, you know, being in a position, you know, like I'm, you know, like not necessarily whining, but maybe complaining about something, between my 10-year-old son, when he's 11 now, he will check me quick, and my husband will too, because they bring it back to me. So, you know, every once in a while, somebody got to bring you back, you know what I'm saying, when you go too far out. But I can't, no. Mm-mm. You must be positive. First of all, being positive, if, you know, just like I do affirmations, that's one of the things we talk about in networking group. It's one of the things I talk about in my Success Principles teleconference. I also do that, too, one of my coaching programs. Affirmations are very important, right? And you have to say them. Number one, not only because you start to believe them, because whether you realize it or not, you actually start to gear yourself towards doing the things to make your affirmation come to pass. And that's just the honest to goodness truth. Because if you got believe it in your mind and you say it with your mouth, and if you start transitioning, your action starts to follow your words. Follow your words. So it's a very important process, and people don't get it. Once you put that negativity in your thought process and it comes out of your mouth, then you have just messed up your whole process. You really have to, like, start again. Not necessarily start all over, but just start fresh in your thinking, because you have to correct that. You cannot do anything successfully with a negative mindset. It will not work.
That's true. You said something that you know, you guys, she hiding a little something here. She didn't tell. But now she's going to tell us now. We led right into it perfectly about the coaching that you actually have. You know, I know that you have your workshops, but, you know, I'll be honest. Sometimes you know, we need a one-on-one, because we just have a lot of, and for lack of a better word, confusion. We don't have a clear picture of who we are, what we need to do, and what we need to think about. So sometimes we need a one-on-one coaching, and you are that as well, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have for my one-on-one coaching, what I have is what I call the essential package. And, you know, in my one of my focuses on that is, well, let me break this down. Let me say it first. It's 8 hours of coaching per week, and it's like it's a four-week session unless through your evaluation we determine that you need something different because you have to actually apply for this program. It is not for everybody, okay? So once we go through your evaluation, we decide this program is a fit for you and decide exactly what your needs are, then we can really tailor the time for you. And in this coaching session, it comes with a free audio, and it also comes with my book, How to Become a Successful Entrepreneur, You Must Develop the Habit Of. So it has it deals with the success consciousness, and we deal with other ways of making money, doing what you already do. So it's a very good coaching program for my one-on-one session.
Wow.
Are you there, Miss Sunday? Okay.
I'm here because we need that. That's what we need is what you, what you're saying. Because a lot of times, and I'll just be honest, we all have a certain level of pride that we are prideful of this and that. But sometimes we have to really, you know, we're not saying it's, you know, it can be expensive, it can be pricey, but we have to invest in ourselves because,
yes,
you know, whatever we do, we have to get it right so we can move mm-hmm. forward to the bigger thing. You have to start small, and next thing you know, that's what happened with all the people we love, PBJ,
mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey, I mean,
yes,
you know, even to Beyonce and Jay-Z, okay?
That's right.
Started small,
that's right.
Okay? You can get one from any industry, okay? But
yes,
you have to be humble and say, okay, I just don't know what I'm doing. And
exactly,
this wonderful lady, Ms. Rhonda Davis, she going to get you straight, I'm telling you now.
That's right. But, you know, one thing to make sure is when you're looking for a coach is to make sure that they are also investing in themselves as well. And you'll be able to tell. I promise you, you'll be able to tell. And, see, the one thing with the coach needs to be able to take you from a dreamer or for someone who has ideas to actually someone who be able to implement a plan of action to bring your ideas from, you know, from your paper into reality. If they can't do that, then they're probably not the coach for you. I'm not going to say they're not a good coach. Maybe they're just not the coach for you, okay, because there's things that have to be put in place, right? But also, a coach can only coach you as far as you're willing to do. If you will not do your assignments or what the coach asks you to do, then you have failed yourself.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you ain't said it right there. And a lot of times, it's more the last thing you said, because we still, unfortunately, dealing with fear. We doubt we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we know we can do it, but we scared what we going to do when we actually, you know, as the old people say, as we make it, or we make some, you know, start making profit, we say, oh, I don't want to change. So, Lord have
yes.
mercy. But that's a
or
whole other topic. Oh, my God.
It is a whole nother topic, you know, thinking, being worried about what somebody else is going to say, what somebody else is going to think, because you paid this much to do this. And, well, see, people don't understand what, first of all, they may not understand your journey. That's number one. They don't understand what God has already told you to do, okay, and what your journey is supposed to be. They don't understand that. You don't have to explain it. Promise you, you do not. All you need to do is what you know that you are supposed to do. Now, for me, I'm a watcher, and I have to admit, sometimes I may watch too long, but I'm a watcher. I think it's part of my makeup of me. I will watch a person and see how they handle themselves, how they handle situations or whatnot, because I made up my mind at the end of last year. I knew going into 2014 that I was going to hire a coach and to be in different programs, and I pretty much already knew who I wanted, but still you have to make sure that person is a match for you, to make sure that you all not necessarily get along. You don't need to get along because, you know, a coach is a coach. They're there for a reason. It's like kind of like they're your boss
right,
for
right.
whatever that
right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That session is for.
Yeah,
you need to do what they tell you to do.
They get on me.
Yes,
they
exactly.
They get on me. But it's for my
exactly.
good. It's for my good. It's for my good.
Yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh, God, that's just so amazing. But, Rhonda, ooh, we could talk. I really enjoy your company. I really enjoy your
Thank
passion.
Thank you.
I can tell that you really, you know, walking in that purpose, girl. But before we leave it, we got to tell us, please tell us how we can contact you.
Well, before y'all tell you how to contact me, anybody who has been on Facebook or any social media knows that I'm having a conference this Saturday in St. Louis. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. It is the Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Women's Conference. So if you have not registered, please go online and register. The last day to register online is this Wednesday. So, that being said, you can find out more information about myself, my books, what I'm doing, my event, by going to my website. If you go to www.RhondaDavis.biz, B-I-Z, I'm all there.
And woo, you need to be on her email list. I'm telling you from firsthand knowledge, okay? But thank
you like
you,
the email
thank
list?
You, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ooh,
well, sign up.
Yeah, I'll keep up with you. But thank you so much, Rhonda Davis, for taking time out your busy schedule for hanging out with us on Good Deeds.
Thank you for having me. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, yes. Well, you guys, you know how we do it here. We want to make sure you get educated to be empowered, to be inspired that you can actually make a wise decision. You know how to contact us on all our social media networks, Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. And, you know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm on all the social media networks as well as Renee Sunday. And, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.